Blog Talk Radio.
Cable Guy!
No thanks. I don't need cable. I have Verizon 5G internet.
5G internet? Never heard of it.
5G ultra wideband? It's way better.
Oh, I see. So somehow, your home is connected to the information superhighway on Verizon's ultra-fast 5G network. Wirelessly.
Yeah.
Magically beaming powerful invisible internet into some sorcerer's box without miles and miles of this. Mm-hmm, yeah, right. Mm-hmm, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm, yeah, right.
Wait. Can I see it?
Sure.
Whoa. They must have locked you into quite a contract.
Nope.
Hidden fees?
I love those.
Nope. Price is the price.
This may be illegal, and you could spend time in a correctional facility. I'm going to need to know who installed this.
Me. It's plug and play. But you can have Verizon install it.
Nice, man. Well, let me juice you up at work.
Got one at my shop, too. Runs my business.
Reception's good. But I'll come back tomorrow and double-check.
No, I don't think we'll need you to come. I'm sorry. I can't hear you. I have my fingers in my ears. Cable Guy!
What are the two most powerful words in the English language? The two most powerful words in the English language are I am. Because what comes after I am will shape your life. What you speak after I am. What you believe after I am. Will control your decisions and shape your life.
I am powerful. Whatever I want to achieve, I believe that I am capable. It's all attainable. And what you speak after the words I am will shape you. Those words will really make or break you. So be careful what you're saying every day, you. Don't let the negativity come in and take you. Stay strong and positive and you will make a breakthrough. The two words I am are so powerful. So if you say that you're stuck and you're stressed, then you are. But if you aim for the stars and you shoot, you go far. It all comes from within. Just think about it. If you believe that you're great, you will attempt great things. When you affirm I am strong, you know the power that brings. The words will shape you in a powerful way. Make sure every day look in the mirror and say, oh yeah! Oh yeah! I am powerful. I am a beast. I am a warrior. I am unique. Oh yeah! It's not just a phrase that you say, you gotta feel it, believe it. You gotta scream it and be it. Repeat it every day, don't let your power go to waste. Use this information and write your affirmations. Send into incantations, sound like a hidden power. Affirm I am amazing. This is your recreation. No more procrastination, now there you're empowered. You're no longer unconscious. Let the words I am seep into your subconscious. You got so many options. I am anything and everything I wanted. Affirm I am strong, you know the power that brings. The words will shape you in a powerful way. Make sure every day look in the mirror and say,
Thoughts are powerful. Thoughts lead to action. Actions over time become habits. And habits lead to long, lasting results.
Peace and blessings. You're now on the Front Porch by Sister Bessie out of Lagos, Nigeria. Call in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia, WDNN. My title is tonight is Stability, Liability, Wrapped Around Insanity. Or will you take that freedom map? The first thing I'd like to talk about tonight is the white supremacists that emailed the show last week. I had been telling you of the things that I have suffered since I've started speaking on the show. But if you listen to that statement on the last show of the wizard from the Ku Klux Klan and what he said, that I deserve death. So now you understand why I have gone through what I have gone. So now I'm going to continue with my show. The first thing I'd like to talk about is experts. I looked in two different dictionaries to get the meaning of the word experts. And here is the meaning. A person with a high degree, a skill in knowledge of a certain subject. Having or discriminated great skill, dexterity, or knowledge as the result of experience training. In Latin, the word is experto, credo, which means you can take my word for it because I have tried. Believe one who has tried. What if these so-called experts lie to you and cause many to die or are to be harmed as of their opinion? Experts we've been listening to throughout the pandemic, such as Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates, and they are being caught in lies about this virus and the vaccine. And if anyone has a different opinion, you are silent. And if your narrative is different from theirs, you are blocked from the news, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, any other podcast or YouTube. There is too much evidence that they have lied to us. These that claim to be experts go by what they are told from their studies from college, but do they ever go outside the box and study to find out the truth? All they know is to dope you up because they are connected to the system that has lied to the world. Our rights have been taken away. From food, housing, our jobs, the rights to own anything, now it's your bank stopping you from taking your own money out of the bank. If you have large sums of money, among other things, they are making laws behind your back as you focus on their made-up agendas. Because the experts plan to enslave you by manipulation of everyone's mind. The plan is that a small group will own everything that you're supposed to own. You won't have nothing while they laugh all the way to the bank. Psychopaths living off your fear and pain to mold you to obey them. These laws, they are passing while you are distracted on another agenda, such as the Ukraine. My heart goes out to the victims in Ukraine. the agenda they have placed before your eyes. One agenda in the coming future where the government can put a device in your car to immediately shut it down. They will be in control of your cars. How many of you will be able to work, take care of things that help your family's service? They stopped the scientists that invented the mRNA vaccine for reporting irregularities in his creation by the pharmaceuticals and the scientists, and they blocked him from Twitter. So I have a problem with these so-called experts, such as Dr. Fauci, was one of the biggest experts. Now he's being seen of the media being interrogated for his secret emails. When he was telling the world one thing, but his emails has been showed that he lied to the world over and over. This is what I think of the so-called experts that suck the life and soul out of the people of the earth when life is lost because of their expert opinion. I don't trust you because many have been harmed by your agenda, by your lies, by your expertise. I'm sick of your lies, Mr. and Mrs. Expert. I have a statement that was written in 1835 at a so-called meeting. What is the trend in this world today? Is it Satan worship? How does it start? In the annual satanic meeting in year 1835, this is the goal. Master Satan said, want more blood. Don't want to hide anymore. Want more rape, more devil worship, more murder. Weed will kill nobody. What? Get the world on crack, fentanyl, and other drugs so they can't praise the Creator or the Most High. Gangbang must be embraced. More sex addiction, more degenerate and degeneration. Use the gang bangers for my sole purpose, to initiate more sex that no organic, that not organic, that is not organic from the Most High. Fear, more death and mayhem, and they will depend on me just to keep their wealth gained. I have another quote. A man by the name of Bertelsen says, we will bring devils that show how great it is to be demonic, and they will not have fear or shame. We will initiate them, and we will introduce this to the youth by the media who controls the nations to honor the ritual and to defend their evil. And there will come a time when they shall no longer see it as evil, but as evolution. And as you can see that today, that is happening. To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism. Loyalty to family, traditional, national patriotism, and religions and dogmas, said by Brock Chisholm, director of the UN World Health Organization in 1948 through 53. So it's necessary to remove the individuality, the loyalty to family, and religions and dogmas from the minds of men. And you see that is what's happening today. No one will enter the New World Order unless he or she will make a pledge to worship Lucifer. No one will enter the New Age unless he will take a Luciferian initiation, said by David Spangler, director of Planetary Initiating United Nations. Do you hear that? Do you hear that, world? From the Bible, better known as the Bible. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over the present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly planes. We are fighting a spiritual war. They want death and mayhem upon the face of this earth. That's their goal, to get rid of as many people as they can. But they want you to do their dirty work. Revelations 13, 16, 17. These wicked and demonic leaders are following the narrative of the libel. As you know, I call the Bible the libel because you libel when you read it. And it says this when it concerns the government. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. And no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. You can read the last verse for yourself. I will give you an example of this. In Sweden, they have started a company called as Epic Century. They have invented a rice-sized microchip that can be implanted in your hand. Literally, this rice-sized chip with COVID data can be implanted in the body. And in these chips, they have a code that protects against forgery in the same way as the chip in your passport. Right now, in European countries, their citizens have elected to take a chip in their hand to identify that they have taken the COVID vaccine, and this new system will connect them to the internet, which it has been predicted about a mark in the hand and the forehead as the mark of the beast, where you can't buy or sell except you have the mark of the beast. So the only way you will be able to buy or sell is that you have that identification. So the world is being brought to the point that every citizen of the world is losing their homes. They're being homeless intentionally, while behind your backs they are making laws to remove every right that you have to be an organic being on this earth. I found out that many people from Mexico has received the chip already, and recently it was revealed in the media about a chip into the head or the brain for those that are paralyzed. So as you can see, your hands and your head are already being chipped. This is the plan for the global elite to control man, is to have two classes of people, where the underclass are forced to live as slaves in tiny enclosed cities, while the elite enjoy the land of the earth, where they evolve into superhumans with the aid of implantable technology and live eternal lives and travel the cosmos. This is the promise given to inner members of the NWO and agenda of the Bilderberg Group. This is the blueprint for the global elite. This includes the military, the economy, the scientific, the social facets, the political, the educational, and technology. In order for this deception, they must infiltrate the systems around the world to achieve their goal of domination and rule to create the one world government and gone world government. So as you can see, they're following the Bible that they translated to the letter. Right now, they're trying to start Third World War. People out there, it's up to you not to participate. Soldiers out there, it's up to you not to participate. They want to destroy as many people as they can. And people out there, you need to really think about what is happening right now. As we can see, we have military takeover of nations around the world. As of today, we have fascism, communism, Marxism. And these people believe that they should rule you and I. When I tell you about that secreted laws are being made behind your back, in a video from the Rumble, one of the representatives in Congress revealed a new law where the Democrats voted on a federal law to take over the election. And it states that you will no longer need ID from the state to vote. And this is for them to have control over voting forevermore. It's called the H.R. 1 and the H.R. 4. And what they did, they claimed that they were making this law concerning NASA, when in reality, they were making this law to take your voting rights away. So we have other people that may come in this country, and they won't need an ID to vote. Think about that. All these years, we had a system that we had to have identification to prove that you are an American citizen. While we are concentrating on all these things that they place before us, they are making laws behind our backs. I have a statement by Manly P. Hall. In his book, The Secret Destiny of America, in this way, the old dream of the philosophic empire descended from the ancient world to modern times. Secret societies still exist, and regardless of the temperance of the times, they will continue to flourish until the quest is complete. For more than 3,000 years, secret societies have labored to create the background of knowledge necessary to the establishment of an enlightened democracy among the nations of the world. Remember the word democracy. Demo, quasi, means rule. Demon, rule. Look it up. I spoke to you about this before. A lot of times you have to pay attention to the words. Sometimes you have to separate the words, and you look them up to do your research. Demon rule. All the things that we're seeing going on in the U.S., the violence, the killing, the disrespect of the elders, the killing of the elders, the killing of young men and women. Women being shot while they walk down the street. This is the evil that they want upon this planet, in every city, in every state, and every country. It's up to you to make the choice on which way you want to go. So, people of the planet, do you still think your vote counts? From listening to those words, it's evident that your vote never mattered. The illusion was that you perceived it to matter. Romans 13. This is the passage that the elite, is depending on that you will follow, even though they practice crimes of deception. Romans 13, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained by God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is a minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he heareth not he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Oh, wow. Depending on you to believe that. That they are the ultimate power. They are the representatives of God. But they lie to the world. They commit crimes. They do things to children. They do rituals. They have secrets. They make different laws behind your back. And they want you to believe that they're doing the will of the Creator. They will quote this to you so you can obey them unto death and to take you straight to hell. So, brothers and sisters around the world, you can go and read that for yourself. But there's a deception there. Because if they are not doing the will of the Creator, if they're allowing people to be killed by poison, if they allow all these people to be homeless, if they allow drugs to come in, fentanyl and other type of drugs to commit murder, if they allow people to shoot each other in the street, if they allow your food to be poisoned, your water to be poisoned, and all these other atrocities, they are not of God or the Creator. So don't believe it. 80,000 people have died from fentanyl poisoning between the ages of 19 to 45 years old. This is not like the crack or heroin epidemic. This is an epidemic of death, intentional and calculated. Allowing fentanyl. If you touch fentanyl, you will pass out and you maybe die. There are examples of police officers touching the fentanyl and passing out. So how can you claim Romans 13, when you're allowing this drug to come in and kill people? You are a liar from the pits of hell. And many are asking why the president is allowing this and millions of criminals to cross our borders. My opinion is they don't give a damn about us. As Michael Jackson said in his song, they don't give a damn about us. to create the downfall of America. This is a purge upon America and the world, a form of intentional murder like the COVID that was created to cause death, a mayhem. These people who do this think they will be living high on the hog. I mean that literally. But they forgot that they will suffer for the evil, wicked things that they do. You bring it in a death poison, and you benefiting off of it, and you committing murder because you know it's poison. And when they touch it, the person may even die. That's blood on you. That's blood on your family. And that's blood on anybody that works with you. A depopulation plan. These people are being used to aid in the destruction of Earth. Blood is being shed medically, violently. Next is the world war that will be shedding more blood. And there's a rumor that these people who deliver these drugs that punish should be punished. Someone they are killing. The Avenger, I'm sorry, I apologize. The Avenger, this word, the individual and eating the person's heart. Oh, what I meant to say there, they have gangs that are murdering people that have taken the person's heart and eat it. Now, you know that is wicked and evil. Cannibalism of a person's body from gangs to put fear in the people. Modern cannibalism of human beings. What kind of people are these? The soulless. I'm sending a warning out to America. Get ready for the wicked. When the spring and summer gets here, I'm warning you, you must protect yourselves because the soulless is an army that has been sent to America. And the soulless is roaming the streets. They don't believe in love. They don't believe in family. They believe if you have something, they should automatically take it. This is what you will end up dealing with because our politicians around the world want this to happen. They created this for this to happen. It's time for you to make a decision around the world. Who you going to follow? Are you going to follow the wicked to hell? To destroy, steal, and kill another inquisition by those who claim to serve Jesus? Because every time they commit a crime, they go into the booth to ask forgiveness rather than the Creator, who told us thou shalt not kill. These are demonic beings that has a history of killing without remorse and going to a man to ask forgiveness to a man. As long as they ask forgiveness by a man, they can continue the bloodshed. If you don't understand what I'm saying, study the history of the mafia. They killed and went and prayed after us. Study the history of the mafia. Study the German. Study these religions that claim that they love God and they love Jesus, but they commit murder in his name. There is a connection between the history of Atlantis to the mystery schools of the past today. According to Grant's notes, the mystery schools, this is a book from the Lucius Trust. It has to do with Lucifer. From these early centers sprang other mystery schools in all parts of the Atlantean world. By the time of the Atlanteans were in their heyday of material splendor, these schools were working their hardest to stem the increasing tide of sorcery. There is more to her statement in the book. I just wanted to let you know about this part of the statement. There is more to what we have been taught. Her book was the externalization of the hierarchy of Alice Bailey. These things that are being done around the world, as I have told you before, have been planned. I'm reading you a statement from a book that this woman had wrote to show you what is being planned. Alice Bailey, book, page 101, another statement. Christianity must also be overthrown because it is based on Jewish sources. The rule of Christ must come to an end because only the rule of force is right. In the world order of the Axis powers, the individual has no right. He has no freedom except in so far as he serves the state. That's the only way you're going to have freedom. You do what the state says, even though the state is harming you. The state is killing you. The state is making your children homeless, making your children fear. You hear this, that this has been the plan all along, to take everything from the population of the world, and they will own everything, and you will be a slave or die. Also, she said, there will be no liberty of thought or conscience. All issues will be decided by state, and the private citizen will have no right to an opinion. Men will be drafted into the organizations that they have initiated. The worship of Lucifer, the worship of evil, the worship of murder, the worship of blood being shed. Your families don't matter. They just want you to do as they say when they are lying to you and doing all manner of evil to you. Like slaves to the service of the state. I have another statement from H.P. Blavatsky. Her book, The Secret Doctrines. The Secret Doctrine is the accumulated wisdom of the mystery's power of cult symbolism, that the facts which have actually occupied countless generations of initiate seers and prophets to marshal, to set down and explain in the bewildering series of evolutionary progress. It is the uninterrupted record covering thousands of generations of spheres whose respective experience were made to test and to verify the traditions passed orally by one early race to another of the teachings of higher and exalted beings who watch over the childhood of humanity. So they think you are children. And they are your fathers. Is that the reason why they said the first presidents were your fathers? So you are considered children? You have no thought. You have no right to freedom. You have no right to own anything. You have no right to have an opinion. The Secret Doctrine, page 257. Now, that book is called The Secret Doctrine, and that statement was in page 257. To this everlasting compassion, the Silet, appearance of the sun gods of the ancient myths, the world saviors and the avatars bear witness are the guarantee. This is what she's saying from Alice Bailey's book. From the same book, The Externalization of the Hierarchy, page 151. Everett Pike's book, Morals and Dogma. That's another book that you also need to read. And it tells you about a lot of plans that they have for us. He says the teachers, even of Christianity, are in general the most ignorant of the true meaning of what which they teach. There is no book of which so little is known as the Bible. The most who read it, it is as incomprehensible as Sohar. Well, Sohar, you're going to have to find out who Sohar is and what's the writings under Sohar. This was written by Albert Pike's Morals and Dogmas on page 109. We also have another quote by Manly Paul Hall. A lot of people got angry at me because I was talking about Jesus in the past and how they manipulated us about Jesus. But I just wanted you to know another side of the history, which we have a tendency not to research. All right, this person is called Manly P. Hall. The Secret Teachings of All Ages, page 49 to 51. The adoration of the sun was one of the earliest and most natural forms of religion expressions. From a deep philosophic consideration of the power and principles of the sun has come the concept of the Trinity as it is understood in the world today. This orb, being the symbol of all light, has three distinct phases: rising, midday, and setting. The coming of the sun was hailed with joy. The time of its departure was viewed as a period to be set aside for sorrow and unhappiness. The glorious radiant orb of the day, the true light, which lighteth every man who cometh into the world, the supreme benefactor who raised all things from the dead, who fed the hungry, multitudes, who stilled the tempest, who after dying rose again and restored all things to life. This supreme spirit of humanitarianism and philanthropy is known to Christendom as Christ, the Redeemer of the world, the only begotten of the Father, the Word made flesh and the hope of glory. This was written by Manly P. Hall. If you don't know who he is, you need to find out who this man is. This is what they have hidden in their writings. The average person will not try to find this out. This is why people have lost their life, because of lies. Wars and death has been created because of hidden messages. If I told you that there is one company that owns the earth, the name of this company, its name is called BlackRock. At this time, they are worth over $9 trillion. We have been talking about secret societies for years. What if the company controlling the elite. Now, I had mentioned to you before that we have two constitutions. We have one constitution for the people, the government, and we have a constitution for the corporations. And the corporations call themselves persons. You are the real organic person. But these companies, corporations, call themselves persons. Remember, there's a pyramid of secret orders, but the top, at the top of the pyramid is the power. This company has a CEO that at the very top. This company controls all other companies, and I mean the companies from the media to the pharmaceuticals such as Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and the list goes on. The company is called BlackRock. There are two other companies that are worth trillions combined with BlackRock. Combined with BlackRock, they are worth $15 trillion. Any of you check out the debt level of America? Well, the last time I checked the debt level out, it was $22 trillion. So you got three companies that is worth $15 trillion. That maybe is controlling the whole system of Earth and the people on the planet. And at this time, the trillions of dollars that America owes, we're beyond 28 trillion now. But do you think that is right? For one individual or three individuals to control the earth, to control the military, to control our government, to deceive us into wars, to cause bloodshed. Recently, I found out that a building was bombed in the Ukraine and it had women and children in it. I don't know if that's true, but they thrive on bloodshed. They don't give a damn about you and your families. The earth has to make a decision whether they want to be involved in what the enemy is doing to this plane of existence. We sit back in fear. But if I have to give my life for what I do to speak the truth, I would rather have that. Because who wants to live in control, someone controlling your every thought, your every move? They watching you by the internet. They following you. They tracking you. Recently, I found out that they are doing so much things to the internet to be able to control you, to manipulate your mind. I don't know what I can say except we cannot accept death and mayhem as a normal thing of life. We were placed here as a family unit of love and respect, but the enemy does not want that. Just want mayhem, fighting, want the military controlling us, want things done to us. And they sit back and laugh because they consider us as stupid animals. They don't consider us as human beings. Brother O?
Well, first of all, I'm going to my final thoughts tonight. Sister Bessie gave her dissertation. I'll give her final thoughts. And what she said is correct in her own truth. And we want to thank Sister Bessie for the things she does for us on a constant basis. And, of course, tomorrow night we are off, and we'll be back on with News Forum with the wonderful and outstanding Chinchilla Janicia. And we will get back here, what we do on a constant basis. I want to thank all the folks that tried to call in. And WBNN has advertising through Engrossing Time Multimedia. We're Engrossing Time at Twitter and Instagram, also Pinterest. And on Facebook at Ola Dela Malay Wengosi. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? oledele.ngosi@my.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever Elect. But most importantly, you know, Ola Dela Malay Wengosi saying goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio and support us on a constant basis. And again, join us and end for Sunday's programming. And wonderful, outstanding programming by News Forum with Chinchilla J, the 2021 Sonny Griffin Award-winning Linear New Host of the Year at WBNN 930 Eastern Standard Time. Also, catch us at blogtalkradio.com. And let's end the program tonight with Sister Bessie the Truther, the 2021 Anna Waddell Award-winning New Host of the Year, and also, most importantly, the 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Nominee.
All right. Peace and blessings, everyone. And I hope that this information will cause you to do your own research and that I only give the information to make the world think and not be deceived. I send my love, my spirit to everyone, and I pray that the war would end in Ukraine, that they will understand that life matters. No matter where you are, your life matters. So I say peace and blessings and much love to you around the world.